Okay, so one of the new shows this week is Next Gen NYC, where we've got the children of our favorite reality stars, or some of them, and then also some other people who are like children of people who are, I don't know, entrepreneurs and people, I don't know, business people. But it's good. I feel like this show is perfect. And early days, we're only one episode in, but you've got the dynamics of the housewives in it, because they're still in there because they're kicking in it. Then you've got the children giving their side of the story. Then you've got these other random people who are just friends, but they're sort of within their own rights. Like one of them's a model, one of them seems like a PR lady, I think. So they're in New York as well. First episode has kicked off and I love it. We've got Brooks and Chloe, so Meredith Marks' kids from Salt Lake. And oh my God, they're so funny. Someone's trying to date Chloe and Brooks is unhappy about it in a very monotone kind of way, which is there. Then you've got Meredith at every opportunity in photo shoots on there. So she keeps popping up. Then you've got Brielle Bierman, who is Kim Solsiak's daughter. And she's spilling the tea on how her mother has stolen her money.
I know. We're getting so much tea that we haven't been getting since Kim left the Housewives. So we're getting it firsthand from the daughter. And I found that fascinating, just how much detail she was going into. I think the ages are going to help with the reality of this show because as much of it is staged, we just know that they're going to spill tea that they shouldn't be spilling, or they're not having that sort of forethought to be, strategic about what they say. Stuff's going to come out.
Yeah, because they're young and they're not on their mum's show anymore. They're in their show in their own right, and their mums are coming on their show. So it skips ahead, and you can see that Candy's going to come on. So they're all going to come on a little bit. There's a lady in there, Georgia, who I think is the PR lady, who doesn't wash her hands after the toilet, which, what? She also keeps mentioning When Harry Met Sally.
I know. I thought that was funny. I didn't actually like that part of the episode where they were focusing on the washing of the hands. Like, I get that that's gross and that's a bit weird, but I thought that she's interesting enough that we don't need to go down that path, like, and paint her as the woman that doesn't wash her hands. Like, she's a really well-known, like, party event planner. And I feel like she reminds me of, you remember that show Girls that was on HBO? It's kind of like watching the reality TV version of that. And they all had their quirks and their intricacies. And this is kind of like watching that. And she kind of reminded me of those characters, those New York characters. A
She
little
liked.
gross, but yeah.
I liked. She's quirky. She was so because she's. They're a lot younger than us, and I can't even really remember When Harry Met Sally. So I'm like, there's no surprise that these people don't really remember it. And I do like that they were like, oh my goodness, she doesn't wash her hands. Like she is this big party planner who has planned these ginormous parties where Diplo did a rave at Cat's Deli, I think it was. And then she's like, but I don't wash my hands. My gut biome is amazing. And I'm like, this is so quirky and strange to me. But and she's touching the bottom of people's shoes. And then we've got Charlie, who is this guy who's trying to date Chloe, who's Meredith's mom.
He's
Meredith's
the
mom.
crypto guy. He's the cryptocurrency guy, and he's just constantly hungover. And oh, there's just so much charisma oozing out of these people. I think they've done a really good job with the casting.
Great job casting because he's not a celebrity in his own right, but he plays off the others perfectly. And the way he's like at Brooks, you can see they're friends, but they're kind of frenemies. So the way it plays out is great. There's a model. We haven't heard much from her at this point, but I think she'll come into it. And we haven't heard much from Candy's daughter.
I can't wait. I want next week already.
It was the perfect combination of like the housewives with privileged kids, but then they're trying to make it their own. So Brielle can't afford the units or the apartments that she wants in New York. Her boyfriend comes from money as well.
The chicken guy.
Very interesting. Yeah, Hudson.
Yeah.
So very interesting. Great watch. First episode.
And we should say that you can stream the brand new season of Next Gen NYC on Hayu. So it's available now.
Yes. Amazing.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.